Good morning. Good to see everyone today. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak today. I know it was a little short notice, but thank you. My sermon today is entitled Rise Up and Walk. As I begin this sermon, I want to see a man who heard those wonderful words and then was able to rise up and walk. Turning your Bibles to Acts chapter 3. As Peter and John were in the temple, there's a man there who was begging for any help of any kind that any man could give him. His situation is so sad. His whole world is no bigger than the mat he lays on. He would love to see more of the world, but he can't. He is totally dependent upon others to carry him wherever he needs to go. Go to Acts 4:22, and let's see how long this man has been this way. It says, "For the man was over 40 years old whom this miracle of healing had been performed." 40 years. Over 40 years. My friends, that's a long time to wait for better days. But his legs had never lifted him up. Can you imagine how frail his legs are? But on this particular day, everything's about to change for him. Go to Acts 3 and look at verses 6 through 10. And let's see what Peter does when he sees this man. Starting in verse 6, it says, Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And that "rise up and walk" is our phrase. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging on the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So He took him by the right hand, and he was able to walk. But go to Acts 3:16, and let's see, not forget who it really is that made it possible for him to rise up and walk. Verse 16 says, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It was Jesus that made it possible for this man to rise and walk. Maybe you can't feel what this man felt, but when he could finally rise and walk. But I can truly feel what this man felt. You two give me didn't complicate the embers. I was born with cerebral palsy, and my mother and father who are here today have took me in their arms and have carried me everywhere that I need to be carried, or friends and loved ones. I got a good friend, Jeff Henderson. Most of you know him. He has really helped and took me basically under his wings and encouraged me, take me places to preach, to do Bible studies. But it's not all about me. But here's what I want to get through to you today, and the rest of the lesson has to do with all this. There are so many things that I can rise up and do. And there are so many things you can rise up and do. First, I can rise and be baptized and wash away my sins. Go to Acts 22:16. Acts 22:16. It says, and now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sin, calling on the name of the Lord. That's exactly what Saul of Tarsus did. He arose and washed away his sin. And like what we need to do if you have not done so. We all know what Zalatoris went on to do after he was baptized and what great things he done for the cause of Christ. 36 years ago, the gospel convicted me of my sin. Go to Colossians 2:12. It says, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you being dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven all trespasses. So I told my dad what I wanted to do, and that I wanted to be baptized. So he took me into that watery grave and baptized me. That was 36 years ago. But it wasn't Daddy's hands at work. Yes, he baptized me, and someone baptized all those that are baptized here today. Someone did that, but it was God's hands at work. So what about you? And it was well with my soul at that time. My body was not well, but my soul was. So what about you? You can rise and do that today. Next, I can rise up and walk in newness of life. I think we all know what happens in baptism. Go to Romans 6 and verse 4. It says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So when we're baptized, we're dying to sin. We bury that old man, and then we rise and walk in newness of life. Go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All old things have passed away. Behold, all things have begun new. So, when I was baptized, that's what I was. I was a new creature, as in a new creation. So, what must we put off? We must put off that old man, bury that old man, do away with that old man. Go to Ephesians 4:22-24. It says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grow corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed by the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Go to Ephesians 4 and verse 1. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. I may not can walk physically, but I can walk worthy of it calling. So I ask you, have you risen to walk in new life? Are you still living that old man? Or can people see Jesus in you? We need to think about this and think about it real hard. Next, I can rise up and build just like Jeremiah did. He built the walls. If you remember back in Nehemiah, he built the walls of Jerusalem, and he built them in 52 days. 52 days is not a long time. That's about a month and a half, maybe a little over. That's very remarkable. The most important work for us to do today is the Lord's work. So, turn to Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but But also, if you say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you act in prayer, believing, you will receive. So, even speaking today, and the time that I have done it, God has removed mountains from me. I have several friends who helped me with this, and I'm very grateful. So, question I got for you. Can you rise and be a builder for the church? What about when you are to speak or to the Bible class, teach Bible class, or maybe read or sing? Do you prepare for that? Or do you have Pastor Lee just throw something together or look at a couple of songs and I'm done with that and come and do it? We need to always think about that and be working for the Lord. We sing the song, and I believe it's in the book, Rise Up, O Child of God. Turn to Ephesians 6:13. Ephesians 6:13. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So basically, he's saying, be a warrior for the cause of Christ. Take up the helmet, take up the armor of God. Take it all up, not just part of it, but all of it. Go to Mark 1:35. Mark 1:35. It says, now in the morning, having risen long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. What about you today? Or what about you? Do you rise early and pray? Or do we just go and get dressed and go out the door not thinking about, I need to pray today? Or do you get up, have your solitary place, like Jesus did, and pray? So, over 67 times, he says the words rise up in the Bible. I did not realize that until I had prepared this lesson several years ago. But here's what I want to get through to you today. I don't know if anyone feels sorry for me, and I certainly don't want that. But there are some people I do feel sorry for. I feel sorry for those who do not know what life is all about. Next, I feel sorry for those who do not know how much God loves them. I feel sorry for those who have not yet become Christians. They sure are missing out on so much. I feel sorry for those who have become Christians and they sit and do very little when they have the ability to do much more. Jesus deserves more. So, today I want to extend the invitation to anyone who may need to come back to the Lord, or maybe there's someone in this audience that needs to become a member of the Lord Church. Why not do that today while we're standing